E.J. Jackson knew how desperately people would need him this year. Before dawn, he was up, lighting bonfires for the people already in line for his turkey giveaway. He's been doing this for 23 years, but this year, the need was the worst he's ever seen. His volunteers have been working nonstop for the last few days.
And we had to make up 20,000 boxes, 20,000 turkeys, and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger every year.
Jody Fallon's a volunteer with the Jackson Limousine Dinner Giveaway. She said last year, it pulled in 10,000 people, tops. Last week, Jackson was worried the donations would fall far short of the need. But corporate and private donors stepped up to help. Now, he's emptying two Mack trucks full of frozen turkey. Since 4 in the morning, Fallon's been...
And we were just packing, yes. And we're still packing.
Oh, still right now,
we're
huh?
still doing it right now. I just had to get a break. I snuck out. Yeah. I don't know I'm gone. But it's a really good event, and it helps a lot of people. See all these, how many people's out here?
Yeah.
One of these people is Dee Brown. I met her when she was getting her friend to help her cut in front of people who'd been waiting in line since last night.
Are people going to be okay with that?
I hope so. I'm going to slide in and pretend like I was part of the fixture.
And if you can't tell by the lack of line etiquette, she's new here. She used to work in a hospital, but then got laid off. Her income's all dried up, and finding herself in line for food? It's
humbling. Very humbling.
She says her unemployment check hardly covers the rent. And everywhere, prices are rising.
Well, times are hard. You know, inflation go up. Everything went up. Food went up. You know, just a bag of potato chips is $5. I'm like, are they kidding? But, you know, I didn't notice that until I got laid off. So when they offer things like this out here for the community, you know, at the time I didn't need it, so I never got in line. But now, since I'm laid off, I'm out here just like everybody else.
Which is exactly why Jackson feels he has to return every year. Turkeys and groceries in hand. The Santa of Thanksgiving. Kyle Tawana-Froley, Annenberg Radio News.